From Spark and Anvil and Mythforge, this is Shadow, in Chapter 1 of the Mythforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the quietest room of Mythforge, a tall, soft-spoken figure in a cloak the color of dusk stood in front of a mirror and did not look away. The mirror was old and a little cloudy, and the person looking back out of it was almost exactly like the figure in the cloak. Same height, same posture, same steady eyes, except that where the cloaked figure stood calm, the reflection scowled. Where the figure kept its hand still, the reflection clenched its fists. A student had wandered in and stopped in the doorway, uneasy. "Isn't that scary, standing there staring at the mean version of yourself?" "This isn't the mean version of me," Shadow said gently, not turning around. "It's the part of me I usually keep in the dark. Watch." Shadow lifted one hand slowly. In the mirror, the scowling reflection lifted its hand too, grudgingly, like it hated agreeing. Then Shadow smiled, just a little, and after a long moment, the reflection's fists uncurled. "There," Shadow said. "It's not a monster. It's me. The parts I don't like to show. When I pretend it isn't there, it gets loud and strange. When I actually look at it, kindly, it settles down." Shadow finally turned to the student. "Everybody has one. The trick isn't to smash the mirror. The trick is to stop being afraid of what's in it." The student stepped a little closer, curious now instead of scared. Shadow had not always been this calm about mirrors. When Shadow was young, and Shadow had been young once, small and unsure, there was a feeling that came whenever they got jealous, or wanted to be mean, or felt something they'd been told was ugly. The feeling was hot and squirmy, and it made them want to hide. So they hid it. They stuffed it down and put on a bright, polite face, and told themselves the ugly part simply wasn't real. But it didn't disappear. It just went into the dark, and in the dark, it grew. It came out sideways, snapping at friends for no reason, hating someone for a fault they secretly shared, feeling like a fraud behind their own nice smile. The harder they pushed it down, the heavier and stranger it got. An old teacher had found Shadow one night, exhausted from all that pushing, and hadn't scolded them. The teacher had just said, "The thing you're hiding from, it's not an enemy, you know. It's the part of you that got left out. You can't beat it in a fight. It is you. But you can turn around and finally look at it." Shadow had been afraid too. What if it really was as ugly as they feared? "Look anyway," the teacher said softly, kindly, not to punish it, to know it. Things stop being scary the moment you stop refusing to see them. So Shadow looked, and the hot, squirmy feeling, once it was seen instead of hidden, turned out not to be a monster at all. It was just a lonely, left-out piece of themselves. The feeling had a name now, not bad, just hidden, and somehow, having a name made it possible to carry.
Shadow came to Mythforge as a grown archetype, because a place that studied the great stories ought to understand the figure who shows up in nearly all of them, the mirror self, the rival who is oddly similar to the hero. Lore singer May, who kept the story halls, met Shadow at the door and asked one careful question: "What do you teach?" Shadow didn't answer with a speech. Shadow held up a smooth silver hand mirror and turned it so May could see her own reflection. "In the oldest tales," Shadow said, "the hero keeps meeting a rival who has the same gifts they do, the same cleverness, the same strength, but points them the opposite way. It looks like an enemy. Often it's really a mirror. The story isn't finished until the hero recognizes a piece of themselves in the one they were fighting." May studied her own reflection for a long moment. "And you teach that gently?" "Always gently," Shadow said. "This idea is powerful, so I hold it carefully. I don't teach children to hunt for monsters. I teach them that the parts of themselves they'd rather not see aren't villains, just unlit." Shadow lowered the mirror. "Nobody is finished until they stop being scared of their own reflection." May smiled.
You belong here, she said.
Shadow's workshop was full of mirrors, not to frighten, but to practice looking. A girl came in one afternoon, arms crossed, cross about something. There's this kid in my class, she said. She always has to be first, always showing off, and it drives me up the wall. I can't stand her. That's a big feeling, Shadow said, unbothered. Tell me, when do you most want to be first? The girl opened her mouth to say never, and stopped, her arms slowly uncrossed. Okay, in races, and when we read out loud, I want to be picked. Shadow held up a mirror between them, tilted so the girl saw her own face. Sometimes the thing that drives us the most crazy in someone else is a thing we hide in ourselves. She shows her wanting to be first. You bury yours, so seeing hers pokes the buried part awake, and it stings. The girl went pink. That's kind of embarrassing. It's kind of human, Shadow said warmly. It doesn't make you bad. It makes you like every hero in every story I know. The point isn't to hate her, and it isn't to hate the wanting either. It's just to see it. Oh, I do that too, a little. Shadow set the mirror down. That's the whole lesson. Not smash the mirror, not run from it. Just look and say hello to the part of you that was hiding. It gets so much quieter once you do. The girl uncrossed her arms the rest of the way and let out a breath she seemed to have been holding for a while. She's still kind of annoying, though. Shadow laughed. Oh, absolutely. But now you know why. That's a start.
Later, when the workshop had emptied, the girl came back with a smaller, quieter question. When you look at the hidden part, she said, and it's not nice, doesn't that just make you feel worse about yourself? Shadow thought about the hot, squirmy feeling from long ago and the old teacher's soft voice in the dark. You'd think so, Shadow said, but it's the opposite. The heavy feeling doesn't come from seeing the hidden parts. It comes from hiding them. All that pushing down is exhausting. The moment you turn around and look, kindly, something loosens. Shadow touched the cloudy old mirror. It's not about being perfect. It's about being whole, keeping company with all of yourself, even the parts you'd rather not show. That's braver than any sword fight. The girl nodded slowly, and Shadow watched her shoulders come down from around her ears, the same way long ago their own had. She left lighter than she came, and Shadow stood a while in the quiet, looking at the reflection that no longer scowled, feeling something warm and unhidden settle at last in the middle of their chest, the plain, roomy calm of being known all the way through by the one person who mattered.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Shadow. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.